I'd like to tell you about the joys and challenges of a rather unusual level of unity and cooperation among the churches in the area where I live. In our region, the leaders and congregants of the various churches have seemed to develop a special level of commitment to regional church unity. We all feel it is important that we communicate to our citizens that the churches are in harmony, not competing with one another. Even more critically, we're working hard to show this region that the followers of Jesus are on the same page with their message and mission. We want to take the words of Jesus very seriously. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. We are intent on demonstrating to the world that our mission and our passion are not based on the group's distinctions and our denominational loyalties. Rather, we want to focus on the ministry of reconciliation that Paul teaches. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. The way this works in our region is unique. Some dynamics are not the same as in your area. However, we hope that this story will encourage other areas of churches to achieve deeper levels of unity and cooperation. Red Lake, Ontario is a small gold mining community with a special set of factors making up its culture and ethos. The four small towns that make up the municipality of Red Lake are close together, within a radius of about 10 kilometers or 5 miles. The total population is nearly 6,000 people. People of this region seem to become part of a closely knit culture because of the remoteness of the region. The next closest community is about 75 kilometers or 40 miles away. So the social dynamics and the culture that develop here is one where people tend to identify with each other in unique ways. When it comes to denominational churches, we have the typical representation of many Canadian regions: Roman Catholic, United Church of Canada, Anglican, Baptist, Pentecostal, Mennonite, Lutheran, along with several groups that are not specifically identified with a denomination. All of these groups have gone through cycles of growth and decline in attendance, and some have struggled to survive when attendance and financial resources drop to critical levels. The story of these churches and worship groups working together goes back many years. To a greater or lesser degree, for decades, there's been a mutual respect among the leaders. This has generally lessened the feelings of competition for attendees. It creates a foundation that is relatively easy to work forward from. However, not all has been harmonious and peaceful. We have had the typical experiences of most church communities. Individuals have grown dissatisfied with their own church affiliation for the common reasons: doctrines, teaching styles, personality clashes. We have a range of thinking among the church leaders. Some are deeply committed to their denominational roots and dogma. Others are much more relaxed about doctrinal systems and try to be inclusive in every way. However, even for those who feel loyal to a denomination, our community church culture encourages a deep commitment to resolving conflicts rather than escaping them, because there are not multiple options here. If one is committed to a specific denominational church, there's only one of those to choose from. This often turns out to be an advantage, I feel. For many years, with some ebb and flow of momentum, a number of key church leaders have met as a group for prayer, for lunch, for breakfast, for fellowship. Some of the leaders were very enthusiastic to keep those ties close, and others felt less need for such. A few years ago, we took some fresh steps to help strengthen the unity in our message and to counteract any perceived image of a divided regional church with a confused message. That phase began with a pizza feed where church leaders were invited to come and to bring their teams, whatever that team looked like. The goal of that meeting was to call us all to a new level of understanding. One of the challenges presented was to consider ourselves a part of the Church of Red Lake, rather than only functioning as a local church with its own private sense of mission in the community. We've also tried to encourage that when a local church needs help with leadership questions or resolving conflicts, we can take advantage of the many local resources among ourselves, rather than only looking to denominational headquarters or outside resources. As an example of drawing from local resources, when our own group had a crisis related to abuse, I called the leaders of the other churches together for a lunch and shared the basics of the story that they'd already heard rumors of. We talked about how to help our people avoid misunderstanding about the situation and how to reduce tensions in our community while keeping people safe and hopeful that things could be resolved. It's also truly amazing to see how many friendships and family connections are cultivated beyond each local church's community circle. It seems people hardly consider which church their friends are from when planning social activities and pursuing relationships. And among those church groups that are enthusiastically active in the Church of Red Lake, there are informal relationships, occasional and continuing activities, and annual events that we've been doing together to enhance our message and to grow our maturity and unity. A Facebook page is kept open for sharing information, prayer needs, events, and teachings. A summer vacation Bible school is designed to involve volunteers from other churches. A weekly kids club became an interchurch ministry. Numerous businesses are owned and operated with various church members and as principal players. Youth Sunday school class is attended by kids from other churches. A church-owned thrift store that gives all its profits to local causes and worldwide needs is operated and staffed by community-wide support. Christmas Eve service is open and involves people from various churches. Youth group ministry is interchurch in its involvements, though it is sponsored by one. And Easter, both a sunrise service and the bigger Easter celebration service are open and shared and held in a public venue. Beach and Baptism Day is a day in July when a joint service is held at a public beach. It includes a shared worship service, baptisms according to each church's plan, and a picnic meal followed by swimming, water sports, and visiting. In our goals and ideals for the Church of Red Lake, there is no intent to dispense with denominational affiliations or distinctions. The main point is to help everyone in the Christian community and in the regional community to understand that those distinctions and those loyalties are not the message and the mission of the church. The mission is a concerted message of reconciliation and a unified ministry of serving in our world. By this, everyone will know. This model, this effort to develop a deeper sense of unity and a genuine appreciation for the devotion and ministry efforts of various church groups is very much a work in progress. We are encouraged by the changes in our efforts and in our relationships, and we see that we have much more to do and much more to learn. We share this incomplete story in hopes that it will encourage you and other leaders to consider levels of unity and cooperation that you might not have thought possible.